first step of a figure. And even then, only if you happen to be going forward. So let's make sure you know where your heel steps are and where they're not. And ladies, we'll be around to your side in a moment. Gentlemen, quarter turn to the right, starts with one heel, slow, and the rest of the figure is up on the toes, toe, 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 heel. The backward half can't have a heel because we can't do this going back, so just step back, and then toe, 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 heel. Now the long step has one heel, the first step only, heel, toe, 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 heel. So every time we do the last part of a figure, the quick, quick, slow, it's going to be toe, 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 heel. Make sure there are no extra heels either. Once they get in, they're hard to get out. Let's back up and do that without stopping this time. So this time, I'm going to say down, up, up, up. And if you've got that formula down, your footwork will probably be right. Ready? And down, up, up, up. Down, up, up, up. Down, up, up, up. Down, up, up, up. Down, and so on. Good. Slide back. Let's make sure the women have their part. So this choreography is a week old, which means it's time to add things onto it, technique-wise, and the techniques are more important than the figures themselves. Anybody can learn how to do a step, but not everybody can do it beautifully. Your job is to make sure you're the one doing it beautifully. Make sure you know your techniques. So, gentlemen, make sure you can say down, up, 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 all the way through for yourself. Ladies, you're going to have one heel lead in this whole thing because there's only one figure that starts forward for you. What figure is that? So the name of the second figure is Progressive Chasse. It has one heel step. Watch out for any others that don't belong. So here comes the quarter turn. Down, up, up, toe, heel. Make sure that's not a heel. Then the first step of the Progressive Chasse is with your left foot. Heel. Quick, quick, slow, and then the long. Slow, quick, quick, slow, and starting again, I'll use that same rise and fall formula I gave the men. Down, up, up, up. Down, up, up, up. Down, up, 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 and so on. Slide back to the beginning. Find that partner you were last dancing with. Let's do our down, up, up, up together. Gotten their name, you're in trouble.
I found it.
Who has more rise and fall, the gentleman or the lady? It is not a trick question. Just look here a moment. So, usually, the man is taller and has longer legs, so he has more range. Usually, the man is wearing flat shoes and the woman is wearing high-heeled shoes. So she already up on her toes, doesn't leave her very much place to go. So keep in mind, usually the man will have greater range and also, therefore, greater opportunity to be ugly in the way he dances. So you'll see men doing really extreme things. Not that women don't. So I'm just saying, you want to know the formula for looking beautiful. A month after I started dancing, I was in a fraternity at the University of Delaware, and somebody asked me, well, what is a good dancer? What makes a good dancer? I had no clue. So I spent the last 40 years trying to figure out that. So I want to make sure you find out in your first semester. You want to have a framework for your dancing, know the figures and their timing, and then you want to know what techniques work and which ones do not. If you put heel steps in the wrong place on your lob step, it's going to be terrible. So make sure you have your down, up, up, up. Let's do that together now. I'll say it, you do it. Ready? And down, up, 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 down, up, up, up. Turn around and let's do it to music the other way. As always, if that seems like too much information, the important thing is to understand the principle, and we'll keep talking about it. You never hear anything just once in here, so you'll be hearing reviews of this, but we want to understand the plan. Thank you.
Lovely.
Any questions? Righty. Without a partner, do it one more time. Separate. You're on your own. Go whenever you're ready. See if you have it.
Yeah.
Each person's on their own. Go when ready. But actually, it's always gradual. So it's going to be down, up, 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 down, up, up. So it's always a gradual rise. So don't want to mislead you into thinking it plateaus. It never does. All right. Next week, we're going to learn how to turn the corner in the quick step, but I don't want to get to it yet. I want to give you a chance to have this just kind of embed a little bit more deeply. We're now ready to go to the tango. For this, ladies on that side, gentlemen on this side. Everyone, do the box step. This time, it's to a different timing. Ready? And quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. His left to go forward. His right to go back. Good. Hold on. Let's start that again. So, ladies, right foot back. And quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, good. That's called a closed box. Now let's do an open box. Leaders, you're going to do forward, side, back, and then back, side, forward. So we're taking out the closing side. Followers, figure out what you have. So gentlemen, at forward, side, back, back, side, forward. Forward, side, back, and back, side, forward. Followers, have you got it? I don't trust you. Let's see what's going on. Right foot back, and back, side, forward. Forward, side, back. Back, side, forward. Forward, side, back. I want that to be the worst earworm you've ever had. Tonight, as you're trying to go to sleep, back, side, forward is all you can have running through your head. Let's do that with music. We're going to do two closed boxes and then two open boxes. Try for a minute while I find out the tango. Here we go with a close cross. Ready, at, wait. Thank you. Good. Start again.
And then ideally, we'll
make
our sternum
together.
Face each other.
Nice. And keep it going. Ready? At. Quick, quick. She's outside. Quick, quick.
Oh,
we're
still
outside.
Doing open.
Quick, quick. She's outside. Quick, quick. Hold it there. And it's time for
nice.
A new partner.
That's really nice.
Somehow, just whoa. Get a new partner. Any leader, I'm playing. Just raise your hand. The open box is a trickier one. Let's go straight into that. Ready? At. Quick, quick. She's outside. Quick, quick.
My bad.
Quick, quick, she's outside. Quick,
okay, got
quick.
It.
He's outside. Good. Now we're going to do the closed box fight, then the open one fight. Here we go. Ready? At. Quick, quick. Close. Now quick, quick. Grab another. Close. Quick, quick. Now the open. Quick, quick. She's outside. Quick, quick. He's outside. Quick, quick. Close. Quick, quick. Close. Quick, quick, together. Quick,
quick, together.
Quick,
quick, together. Quick, quick.
Good.
Change partner.
Perfect.
Okay.
Annie.
How are you?
Good, how are you? I like your sweater.
Thank you.
Okay. Here we go again. Two boxes closed, two open. Ready? At. Quick, quick, close. Quick, quick, close. Quick, quick, close. Quick, quick, now open. Quick, quick, close. Quick, quick, close. Quick, quick, close. Quick, quick, close. Quick, quick, close.
Oh, close.
Close. Quick, quick, close. Quick, quick, now open. Quick, quick, close. Quick, quick, close. Quick, quick, close. Quick, quick, close.
Change
partner.
Thank
there.
You.
And let's do it
properly.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is keep these boxes.
How do you prevent
flowing
the box from spinning?
When you're at a dance,
do you have to?
Because
when you end up this way, and I'm coming to end up this way, my box tends to want to shift.
So we're going to stay in the formula. Two closed, two open.
Move this back.
The object is the transition between them, flawlessly, fluidly.
Okay.
Here comes music. I'll count you in. Ready? Come down this way. Followers, go to your side. Leaders, to yours. Remember on the first night of waltz, I gave you an exercise and then said, but it's not really a waltz until it travels and turns. Same thing applies to the tango. It needs to travel and turn. Leaders, what's this alignment? You're facing diagonal wall. Followers, you know where you're supposed to be then. We're going to dance two walking steps, curving. Slow, slow. Do that with his left and her right. At. Walk. Walk. Now do half of an open box. Quick, quick, slow. And now do half of a closed box. Quick, quick, slow. Then we start again. Two walking steps. One, two, open box. Four, side, back, closed box. Back, side, together. So everything we did just before this tango was an exercise. Very valuable exercise. We're going to be coming back to it. But now we're doing the actual choreography. Ladies, here we go. Where are you starting? You're starting where standard dances always start, at least so far. Waltz, quick step, tango, we all start a nice wall for you. Right foot back and do two curving walks. One, two. Now, to do this open box, go backward first. Back, side, forward, and then do the open part, I'm sorry, the closed part, forward, side, together. Start again. Walk, walk, now go back to the open box, and forward into a closed box. One more. Slow, slow. Back, side, forward, and forward, side, together. Slide back and do that again.
So start in the open.
And then just
have fun open.
Gentlemen, let's see if you have it. First, two curving walks. And slow, slow. Now make sure you step forward a third time to start your open box. Forward, side, back. And here's the back half. Back, side, together. Again. Walk, walk. Forward, side, back. And back, side, together. And as you know, in a moment, there's going to be a partner against your body. Get ready for it. Back up. Lady, let's see what you're doing over here. Two walks. Right, left, then back, side, forward, and forward, side, together. In that combination, how many times do you close your feet? After you've done the two walks, the feet are still apart. After you've done the open box, the feet should still be apart. So it's only at the very end, the punctuation at the end is a close. Okay, let's do that again. And walk, walk, back side, forward side, close. Walk, walk, back side, forward side, close. Uh-oh. This is what it should look like with a partner. Myra's a boy, I'm a girl. Slow, slow, quick, quick. Outside, partner, quick, quick, slow. Slow, slow, quick, quick. Outside, partner, quick, quick, slow. Partner up, let's see it. Slide back with your new partner, so we have room to do it three times. Leaders, raise your hand if you are unpartnered. There's leaders down here.
Hi.
Okay.
I can
pass
that you.
We are going to do two walks and then stop. Ready? And walk and stop. Gentlemen, what is your alignment now? Should be facing diagonal center. Some of you are a little shy on that. Back up and let's do it again. Get it all the way around. Ready? And slow. Now the reverse turn. Go forward and quick, quick, and stop. There, she has her right foot forward outside his feet.
So the right foot should be forward more. Good.
Good. Put the ending on it. And quick, quick, together. From here, we start again. And walk, walk, quick, quick, outside, and quick, quick, together. And again, slow,
walk,
slow,
walk,
quick, quick, outside, and quick, quick, slow. Come back!
Thank you.
Change partners!
Do I step with my left or my right first?
Just before you launch, let me make a couple of more points that'll be important. First of all, this combination of figures you're doing has two figures in it. The first figure is two curving walks. The second figure is called the reverse turn lady outside. Do you see why it's called that? So as you know about reverse turns, they start facing DC, they turn left, so it's just like the reverse turn in the waltz. Except the lady does go outside partner.
Okay, so we have two figures in this combination. The dance position for tango is slightly different from the other dances. Partner up with your partner. And here's a good left hand. Does everybody see where this one is? So her left thumb is under his tricep. Not so hard to find on this guy. Good. Good. Does everybody here already know this? So, relax from your partner, step away from your partner just a moment. So, historically, in the tango, the man reached around much farther on the woman, and as a result, her hand on his shoulder, where it used to be, didn't fit very well, so it just kind of dropped off to the back of his arm. Ladies, when your hand is on the back of his arm, it can either be palm down, like most of you are doing, or it can be this way, but do find that spot where the thumb comes in underneath his arm. Do not put your thumb in his armpit. That's not good for either of you. Do the position again. So her hand has hooked back behind his arm, strange as that seems. And now we're ready to dance our tango with music. Two walks and a new lady outside. Ready? And. Walk, walk, quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow, 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 quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, repeat, slow, slow, quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow, 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 quick, quick, slow.
Perfect. I'm trying to get it. I
got
almost there now.
Yeah.
Is it my turning too much?
That is. Okay.
Yeah.
We danced that little combination.
So even if I step outside?
Mm-hmm. Just like keep it.
Of the four times, most of you messed up somewhere along the way. But in every case that I could see, you just stayed right up on the horse, kept on riding, and it came out right in the end. So our job, of course, is to increase your percentage so that you get it right more of the time. But there's no such thing as perfect dancing. The best dancers in the world right now in Latin are Ricardo and Julia, and he was just telling me that in the first 30 seconds of one of his comps recently, he's standing there at the beginning of the cha-cha, completely lost, couldn't remember his routine or anything. And so they were standing, everybody's watching because they're the best in the world, and the leader has no clue where he is and what he's doing. And then, of course, he comes to life and they win the competition. So I'm just saying, it will never be perfect. You will always have flaws. But you do want to practice riding through these flaws. If you're not sure where to start or what to do, wait and think a moment. If it happens in the middle of the dance, just with practice, we'll learn how to ride those through as well. For the women, if you think you have it and your partner is messing up, for our stage right now in this class, it helps for you just to keep doing the right thing, and maybe he'll catch on as you go. On a social dance floor, that may not be the best strategy. Just do whatever he's doing, even if it's not something you've ever seen or felt before. Even if it's completely wrong, just go right off the cliff with him. But in the case of the class, it's really good for one of you to be on the right track. So if somebody gets off, just take one for the team and keep going and hope he catches on. So that's our tango combination. Let's put it into your notes. Find your paper that you have, and let's write in our tango. Tango. The starting alignment is just like you did for the waltz. He's facing DW, she's backing diagonal wall. We start diagonal wall. And the first figure in our tango is called two curving walks. Two curving walks. And these start with his left foot. So he's doing left, right. And she's doing right, left. These two walks are counted slow, slow, and end diagonal center. He's
facing diagonal center, she's backing diagonal center at the end of the two curving walls.
They'd be considered reverse, right?
They would be considered reverse. And then figure number two is called reverse turn, comma, lady outside. Reverse turn, comma, lady outside. The timing for the reverse turn is quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow. And the reverse turn ends facing diagonal wall. So for her, it will end back in diagonal wall. Conveniently, that's where we restart. So then we just repeat the whole combination again. It would be a good idea for you to put into your notes that in the tango today, we started out by dancing two closed boxes and two open boxes as an exercise. Even though you don't need that exercise anymore, the terms that we're using are going to be really valuable. So closed box, open box, make sure you know what they are. And it was fun. When you were dancing those two boxes, you were dancing them to music with a partner, and it felt really cool. Tango feels great even when it's not a tango yet. And then we put it into the official combination, which will be what we'll repeat most in the future. Any questions on the tango? Okay. Do notice, this is the first time we've done a standard dance which has no rise and fall. So in the waltz, we were going down and up every measure, same thing in the quick step. In the tango, you stand with the knees slightly compressed. You've got a lower center of gravity to start, and then you just stay there. So you stay in a really powerful position. If you go too far into your legs, that's really hard to do. No, the point is just enough to make it feel powerful. Where would you start to play tennis? Or where would you go right before to run? You would go into your knees a little bit. That's where we live in the tango. Keep a little bit of compression in your legs, and it produces a really beautiful and controlled dance. That's where we are in the tango. Good. Ditch the notes, and let's walk through it one more time to make sure you have it. Good. Let's spread out and get ready to rumble.